Hello, and thank you for joining us for another inspirational moment with C. Melita Webb. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about violence in America. It's something that has stayed on my heart almost daily, and I think that I'm not the only one who probably has questions and really just wants some answers about why we're seeing an uptick in violence. I realize that some people are stressed behind the coronavirus, and I understand that. I know that others are stressed because they may have lost their job as a result of the virus. And some have lost their housing. Others have lost people they love. And that may play a factor in a lot of the violence we're seeing, along with the protests. But what about the violence that has nothing to do with the virus? You know, where is this violence coming from? You know, I personally don't look at the news or listen to network news, full TV shows. I just can't handle the negativity because it seems like what they want to report is what's negative. I tend to get my information through my iPad and what Siri reads to me, some of the information from the Association for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. They produce a lot of really great opportunities for you when you have low vision, no vision, and other sight issues. And so I'm able to listen to newsletters and newscasts that way. I do like NPR and a few other ones that really give good information, but I like my news not to be politicized, and I just want the facts. So when I get the news from my iPad, I can ask Siri a question. My kids gave me this great Google Voice and Alexa, so I can ask them a question and I can get my information that way. I just like to filter through it and just get the headlines and then look for the actual truth behind what's there. Because unfortunately, we get a lot of people who are disseminating incorrect information. And I too have been guilty of this. You know, you get something and someone says this is, they pass it on to you. You believe that that is true because of the person who sent it to you without fact checking. And Snoops is phenomenal. There's another program that I use sometimes, and I can't remember the name right now. I'll have to see if we can find it and we'll put it into the show notes. But it's similar to Snoops. It's a fact checker where you can type in a question, and they are devoted to actually identifying where the information is coming from and getting to the bottom of it, providing you with context, providing you with facts. And that to me is imperative, to have facts and to have context, because we know those two things are often manipulated in society. But back to the fact of violence. To me, I just keep wondering, you know, where is the value of human life and what's going on? I think we need to ask ourselves that. Where are these people coming from who have no problem with pulling the trigger or otherwise hurting someone in many cases that they don't know? You know, it just leaves me wondering. My heart just breaks for the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, and the friends of these people we are losing. You know, it's one thing to have an accident, like a car take someone's life, or a plane, or a train, or another type of accident. But when you look at these acts of violence, the rape, murder, kidnapping, hostage situations. I mean, these things are just, they're just beyond me. And I don't understand it because, you know, I know that children make their own choices after they get out of their parents' houses. But I have to ask myself, you know, what is going on? You know, what is it that other societies are doing that is allowing them to decrease their violent deaths? How are they taking care of their poor, their young, their sick, their healthy? Is that the key? Is it the people who are falling through the cracks that are so angry about not having a lifeline? Are they the ones that are committing some of these crimes? Now, granted, I think that some people can be pushed into crimes out of necessity. You know, we hear about it all the time where you have somebody who doesn't have family help, and maybe they've taken some diapers or they've taken some formula or something like that. But this is deeper to me, because I think there's a big difference from how you go from taking diapers for your child or infant formula to actually hurting someone with a weapon or even with your bare hands. And so I just think that we need to look at that. We need to look at the fact that we have thrown away quite a few people in society, and now they are lost without lifelines. We've got to do better. And it's up to us to do better. I think that one of the things that helps is being able to talk amongst ourselves, being able to share through social media, and actually holding people accountable and asking that certain legislation and laws be enacted that actually help identify the people who are at risk. I don't think that putting everyone behind bars is the answer, because I think you have people who have not caused a violent situation that have been put behind bars. And once they get that kind of a felony record, you know, then it becomes a whole nother level of a repeat cycle, because then they can no longer get a decent job. They can't get certain public housing. They can't qualify for student loans. And they get stuck in a cycle of poverty. And not, maybe not full poverty, but they get stuck in a cycle, and then their family is affected. They go to get married, you know, there, if they have children, it, you know, there's just a limit to what they can financially do for their family. And I think that that becomes a problem that then falls back on society again. I also thought about whether or not some of these people could be affected by the things that we know, has been shown to cause problems, like lead in paint. You know, are these the kids who were affected by drugs that their parents maybe were taking when they were pregnant? You know, I mean, everyone has a value. And I think that if we start thinking about the people we are dealing with like that, like they have value, and, you know, we look at what the Bible shows us, right? The Bible shows us that Jesus healed the sick. He raised the dead. He promised to do more. He didn't get rid of the people who were blind. He didn't get rid of the people who were lame. And he didn't get rid of the ones who had other issues. But we have a tendency to want to throw people away. And that kind of bothers me. It bothers me a lot. You know, I remember hearing about a woman whose husband was sick, and the people at the hospital deemed that he was not worthy of care because he had had some other previous illness that caused him to be impaired. He had some mental disability, and they refused to let her take that man home. That was her husband. And in my mind, by all right, she should have been able to take him home. But what they did was they effectively euthanize that man. And I know that right now we're asking doctors and nurses to make hard decisions, but I think that that's one that you don't get to take out of someone's family member's hands. If she had been happy taking care of her husband, having him with her every day, and they had a routine that worked for them, I felt like he should have been stabilized, and then she should have been able to take him home, and she should have been able to care for him. And I think that when we overstep those boundaries in that way, and we decide to play the end all be all and make the decision, that we end up making enemies of the people we're trying to help. And enemies, not only do they get angry, but often they get even. And so I don't think we should be doing things that are creating animosity with others in society. You have people who have never done anything wrong in their life, and you push them and they will. And that's something that we have to deal with. There have been so many ways that we have been shown how to love and how to live, and we still fall short. And I don't understand it. If we are based on a Christian society and we have a system in force that is supposed to take care of everyone, then everyone should be taken care of. That means that if they are young or old or sick or healthy or white or black or Latino or Hispanic, that if they're legal or they're not legal, but they're in the United States, they have a right to life. And I think that's the key. I think if we start treating people, everyone, with the same value system, that maybe, just maybe, we could see a reduction in the anger, the animosity. There wouldn't be any reason to protest because people would feel that they are being heard. People would feel that their life mattered, right? Maybe we could make a turn. Maybe we could find humanity again. Because right now, we're losing. We're losing a battle against humanity. And in many ways, we have become the one who is fighting humanity. So I'd like to hear your thoughts. I know we've talked about a lot today, but I really want to hear what your thought is on that. Because I think that, you know, it doesn't matter to me if you are a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, a migrant, homeless, elderly, Native American. I believe that if God has given you the breath of life, you should be able to breathe. And no one has the right to take your life from you, no matter what, how impaired you are. All right, so have a fantastic day. Walk in faith. Live a joyful life. And know that you matter. Until we speak again, goodbye.